recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one, and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Kritut is Daf Vav, and we're holding on the bottom of Daf Hei Omud Beit. We were in the middle of discussing the Mishicha of Melachim. So we're up to the Tana Rabbanan, 5 lines up from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. In Moshkin et HaMelachim Ela Al HaMa'ayan Kedei SheTimashech Malchutan. We only do the Mishicha of Melachim. The Rambam learns this is only a reference to Malchei Beit David. And we do that on a place where water is flowing, specifically, as a siman that the Malchut should continue to flow the way that the water flows all the time. And where do we see this? Because it says, Vayomer HaMelech Lehem, Kechumichem et Avdei Adonaichem, and go ahead and take Shlomo b'ni, v'horadatem oto el Gichon, u'mashachta oto sham. So specifically, you should go to the Gichon. Omer Avami, what that implies is that there is meaning here to doing something that is not particularly rational. I mean, it's just a simen bialma. So that because the water flows, we don't, by the way, we really think that the water flowing is going to make a difference to the melech, that the malchut is going to flow. But in other words, it's a siman which is encouraging in its impact on the way that people feel about things and so on. And so memela, we should also engage in that type of thing. It's not considered to be nichush. So high man, the boy leida, imash kashata ilo. A person wants to know whether he's going to live out his year. So he should be maite shraga b'alan asar yomid ben reishatu l'mid kippuri. He should bring a burning candle or lamp that's going to burn during the asar yomid teshuvah. Put it in a house, the lo nashiv zika, where there's not any kind of wind blowing. And if it burns the whole time, some learn imashich nuril, burns the whole time until it burns out the fuel. Others learn if the flame goes straight up and it doesn't, it's not blown from side to side. Neda the masik shate, then that's a simon that he's going to live out his year. Mandaboy levet niske, somebody wants to get into a business deal and he wants to know whether it's going to be matzliach iskilo. Let him grow a tarnagol in his house. See if it grows nice and fat and it looks good. He's shamin v'shaper. So that's a siman that his esek will also be matzliach. I'm on the boy Nathan Biurcha. A guy wants to go out for a journey. The boy to Neda in Yad Alabete wants to know if he's ever going to get home. Neo the Neko and Bebeta de Bahata. Let him get up, stand in a place in a room where there's not a lot of sunlight. And Imchazi Bavua, the Bavua, I should say, if he sees shade, that is also the secondary shade, so then Neda Dati Labete. But the truth is, Lav Milti, this is really not a good idea. Because Dumachol Shadaiti Umitra Mazli, because it could just, instead of finding you, bringing you encouragement, which was the whole idea, it may end up making you discouraged. And that has a sense of self-fulfilling prophecies because people really are weakened by these beliefs that something terrible is going to happen. So this is not a good idea. So the question is, this is not a good idea. What is that referring to? So there's a big machloket over here, how to understand it. It seems very clear from the tour that it's only a reference to the last one, but not to all of them. Yeah, the Meiri learns that the whole thing is ridiculous and that it's all irrational, and that to really do this out of a set of beliefs that it makes a difference is mamash nisudiyoraita of nichush, and that the Gemara was saying don't do any of this, and that the point initially in which we said we were doing it was only as part of the simen like we did for the malchut. But, I mean, people are going to start believing in it, not viewing it as a simon, and then it becomes nichush mamash. And therefore, according to him, it would be osur to do it. Mashmaut in the other poskim is not osur, but then there's a lot of questions as to why. Why wouldn't it be osur? And this is from the time of the Gaonim, that they were asking on this Gemara, why wouldn't this be osur? And again, there's all kinds of answers. The most reasonable answer is that it's meant only to be the equivalent of Mishichat Malachim. Because otherwise, what do you mean, Mitra Mazli? So then he won't go. You know, I mean, what's the, you know, so obviously we're not thinking about whether you're going to get into the business or whether you're definitely getting into the business. Now you want to know if it's Matzliya. So there should be a siman of Atzlacha, but what if it doesn't look good to you? So then you'll end up having a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's not good. That's the simple mashmaut of this sugya. Omar Abaye, now that you're saying after the Amrit that Simona is a miltai, that it's okay to be osik in these simonim in cases where it's not going to be mitram maslay, so then a person should be rogel inish lamecha reishata on Rosh Hashanah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is remembering us. So you should eat the kind of things that are mala zikaron teva. So you should eat like kara, rubia, karte, silki, tamre. So most Rishonim learn that this is just basically things that grow very quickly, or that they're very sweet. Again, not that the names are a Muslim. We turned it into those shittas that say that the names are maramis to different things, or we do both. But the idea of here again, why is this not nichush? Because you're not determining anything. You're just simply doing something that it should remind the zecher. There should be a sense of happiness and sweetness. Others learn that since it's being done as part of the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, so it's ma'orer you. So for a mitzvah, we don't call it nichush. Again, the main point seems to be that since over here it's elements of encouragement and to create an atmosphere and has nothing to do with defining how you're going to act, we don't look at it as just superstition b'alma. We look at it as simonim, and that's the pshat. Simonim, he'll tell you. Omele Remisharsha, Remisharsha told his children that this, we're bringing this here because of its similarity to the din of the Meshicha on the Mayan. And Rebbe Misharsha, we're going to see, ultimately, as part of this sugya, is going to suggest to his children that learning the Torah near a Mayan is also a siman that encourages the sense of flow. And since flow is very important in psychology and in learning process, so just like it's important for the melech to be in a state of flow, so learning also has to be in a state of flow. That's why we bring it here, that he told his children, first thing you should know is, you want to go into your Rebbe, the first thing to do is make sure you know the sugya. You know, don't go in there and start learning. First, grosso mikor matnita, first learn the Mishnayos. Then at least you go in to understand it. That's lemigmar, means gemara. So hada ulakami rabchan. And furthermore, kiatfitu kami rabchan. You're standing in front of your Rebbe, don't sit behind him. Chazula pube de rabchan. Watch him talking. Shemavoyu einecha ro'ot et morecha. V'chigrisitu shmaita, when you're reviewing over the shmuas that you have, you should be geres al maya. You should be next to flowing water. T'chiechid imashcha maya, it should be a simen. The way the water flows, that's the way that your learning should flow. And in general, I would suggest that tivu akilki de matamachasya, better to live on the garbage dumps of matamachasya and not in the beautiful castles of New Hampstead. Veloa padne de pumpadita, because they're all gazlonim. Well, I guess that's too close to home. Make it LA. Tav gildana saria lamechal. It's better to eat rotten herring than to eat the kind of stuff they eat over there in Bava with that kutach stuff. That stuff is enough to kill you. It's all made out of spoiled milk and stuff. Better to eat rotten herring. For even the best kutach, the type of kutach that when you throw it on a stone, the stone splits in two. Don't eat that either. Mikutcha the rami keeping. If we're talking about simanim, notice that Chana, when she was mitpalelet, it says, "Vatitpalel Chana v'tomar, alatz libi b'Hashem ramah karni." What's ramah karni? My horns, they were high. That is a reference to her child Shmuel. Shmuel was ramah karni, only the keren, not the pach. So David, who Shlomo, Shmuel was the one who was Moshiach Melachim, he started the process of Mashiach. So David and Shlomo, they brought a keren of Shemen. And a keren is always a simon of strength and power and future. So then, nimshecha malchutan. Whereas a pach is breakable, and shol and yehu that were nimshechu min hapach ended up lo nimshechu malchutan. Okay, the next case we had in the Mishnah was somebody who's mifatem et haktoret. Toner Rabbanan, let's get into the details as we did yesterday with the Shemen HaMishkah. Let's today get into the details of the Ketoret. HaMifatem et HaKetoret LaMidbar. Somebody wants to learn how to make Ketoret. Again, it's a question whether we're going to say, oh, L'moshe L'tzibor or L'LaMidbar, Kedei L'moshe L'tzibor, essentially, is Pater. If, however, you make the Ketoret in order to use it, L'Riachbar, then you would be Chayev. But, as opposed to the Shemen HaMishcha, where if you use it, Al-Basar Adam Lo Yisar, there's a special Isser in Sicha. Someone who smells the Ketoret is not over on an Isser, other than the Isser Me'ilo, because he used the Ketoret for non-Kodesh purposes. What? Me'ika Me'ila Bereach? What do you mean? When you smell the Ketoret, you're over on Me'ila? I thought Reb Shimon Ben Pazi, Om Reb Yeshua Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapora says that there's no such thing as Me'ila on sound. So you're listening to the orchestra, the Beit HaMikdash, and you're having an ecstatic symphony. That's not called Me'ila. And Mar'eh, you're looking at beautiful, how beautiful it is. Or Reach of the Ketoret, Eimba Mishum Me'ila. So how do you say that there's Me'ila on the Ketoret? No. It's a big difference. Reach is after the Ketoret was used. And now you smell it. But what we're talking about is where you went ahead and burned it in order, and you smell it for that. There wasn't nasa mitzvato. Over here, the klal is ein lecha davar shenase mitzvato mo'alim bo. Nothing, once you already did what you needed to do for its mitzvah, such as the Ketoret, where you already mala it, there's never me'ila in it. Right, exactly. That's not Me'ila. That's not a problem. That's fine. Says the Gemara, why are you saying that? That's a claw? That's something that was already Nasid Mitzvato? There's no Me'ila? Lama lo? Why not? What about the Trumat HaDeshen? Trumat HaDeshen, you used it, first of all, originally it turned into ash, because it was burning everything on the Mizbeach. Now there's an additional mitzvah for the Kohen to go take a shovel and fill the shovel. Fine. Now you put it down, that's it. Right? Nothing else to do. And yet, as we're going to see later on, you are Me'ila on the Trumat HaDeshen. So why don't we learn out from there that there should be Me'ila, even on things we're not saying mitzvato? That's Mishum Da'avi Trumat HaDeshen. Ubig De'kuhuna Shnei K'tuvim Abayim Ke'achad. V'chol Shnei K'tuvim Abayim Ke'achad Ein Melamdim. Now, halacha is that if you have two separate sources for a din, then obviously the Torah doesn't want you to use it as a model, because for a model we could have used one. So the big day kahuna of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, over there, the Torah says you have to leave it there. And mashma that you're not allowed to reuse it. So even though it was used, it's Aser B'me'ila. And that is the same as the Trumat HaDeshen. So now we have two specific cases where the Torah said to leave something in its place and not use it again. So that's Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'achad. And where do we get all of this? And listen, you know very well that there's a very important machlokas about how to understand the meaning of the pasuk v'nicham sham. So it's all very nice going to Rabbanan who learned that v'nicham sham means that it requires gneiza, you're not allowed to use it, you'll be mo'el in it. But what about according to Reb Dosa? Michael Amima, what is that machlokas? Tanya. V'nicham sham, leave the big dekuna there. This is a reference to the four begadim of Lava. Special begonim that Kohen Gadol wore dafkan Yom Kippurim. Melamed shetu'nim gniza. This teaches us, say the Chachamim, that they have to be left there. You can't use it again. Rabbi Dosa, and that's not what it means. It means that it should not be used for Yom Kippur because you need new ones for Yom Kippur. But it's perfectly usable. They're kosher for Kohen Hediot. He could take it and use it. Umata b'lomar v'nichum sham. Shalom yishtamesh me b'Yom Kippurim acher. Don't use it for another Yom Kippur. Be mechadesh, use new ones. Okay. There's nothing to do with Me'ila. So according to him, we don't have Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'achad. So why don't we say that the rule is that even after Naaseh Mitzvato, you would still be Me'ila? Ah, because there's another case. It wasn't only Trumat HaDeshen and Big Dei Kahuna. There's also Trumat HaDeshen and Egla Arufa, That's also an unusual case in which you already did the whole mitzvah of the Egla Arufa, and yet the Torah says you're not allowed to be nena from it afterwards. So you have Trumat Adesh and Egla Arufa, or Shnei Ktuvim Abayim Ke'achad. And again, Kol Shnei Ktuvim Abayim Ke'achad, Eim Alamdi. Okay, what is the Mekor of all of this? Trumat Adesh and Mahi. What is the Mekor for Trumat Adesh and that it's Osir after the mitzvah? Trumat Adesh and Mahi, the Tanya. What does that teach us? The Torah is telling us, leave it there. Meaning that you can't use it for anything. So that means that you're chayav amila. And egla rufa, how do we know? The Tanya v'yorfu sham et egla banacha. From sham we learn out. Sham tahe, that's where you have to leave it. Well, what about according to Man Yomar? Shnei ktuvim haboim ked murechon melandim. No, this wouldn't be a problem. In this case, we couldn't use either of these as a makor, because you have two miyutim. By Trumat Hadeshen, it says, Vissamo Eitzel HaMizbeach. It and only it. And by Egla Arufa, it also says, Ha Arufa. So therefore, only Arufa in has this halacha. Miriach Rin alone, nothing else has this din of not being allowed to be used. Le'achar asiyat ha-mitzvah. Tana Rabbana, pitum ha-ktoret, ha-tzori, ha-tziporen, ha-chelvana, ha-levona, mishkal shivim, shivim mana. So we have over here, each one of these is 70 mana. It should say. In other words, the word shell doesn't make any sense. The Bach changes it, mishkal shel shivim shivim mona, because in Hebrew, to say each part is a certain number, you simply apply it shivim shivim, not shivim shel shivim. Morak tia shabal nervacharakom mishkal shel shishasar mona. The koshet shneimasar kilupa shlosha kinamon tisha, and then we also have other things that are not part of the ktoret. We have soap, borit karshina, tishakami. We have yen kafrisi, that's sin tlata, kami tlata. And these things were used for processing the ktoret. They're not used as ingredients of the ktoret. Nimeno yen kafrisin, you can bring chamar kivayanatik. And there's another girsa that has melach sedomit. Oh, melach sedomit. According to that, melach sedomit is another possible replacement for the yin kafrisin, either chamar kavaryan atik or melach sedomit. This is not melach that is put into the ktoret. There's actually a machloket about whether, even though all the karbanot require melicha, whether the ktoret requires melicha. That's not so pashut. In fact, the Rambam paskins that the ktoret does not require melicha.
So these are used in the process of making the ktoret very dry.
What's that?
The ktoret is dry. It's a dry substance.
Yeah, so?
So, like the yayin.
Yeah, these are not ingredients. These are processing before we even grind it.
Take the raw.
Well, wait till we get it. You say this every day, no? What we use these things for. Bela Sedomit, Rava Malash and Kosher. Rabbi Natan Omer Av Kipat HaYarden Kosher. The Kipat HaYarden is either a vegetable ingredient of a flower that grows on the edges of the Yarden, or some learn that it's actually the feces of fish in the Yarden that gathers on the edge. Im Natan Badvash Pisala, if you put in anything that is the sweet things that is possible, so some any type of fruit or anything like that. And chisarachat because of amanah, if you'd be missing one of the ingredients, and you went in to bring it into the Beit HaMikdash, on Yom Kippur, then that would be a nichnas seflai v'lifnim for no reason, because it would be possible. And because of that, you would be chayav mita b'dei shamay. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the tzori is not a complicated ingredient. It's the resin. It's the sraf anotef miatzei ktaf. So it's the resin that comes from gum trees. Borit karshinoi, why do we bring soap? We bring that in order to polish up the tziporim because it's very dark, and this way it would be pretty. Kedeshei na'a. The yin kafrisin is not an ingredient. We use it to soak the tziporim in, and that brings out the strength of the tziporim. Kedeshei aza. Now, obviously, we could use ammonia that's made from urine that's been sitting around, which was the standard ingredient that they used for such purposes. So, why wouldn't we use what we usually use? Because it's not derech kavod to bring in ammonia that's been made from urine into the Beit HaMikdash. Now, this proves, if that's a problem, that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, is right. Misael, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, who says that the meaning of the words Kodesh hi, Kodesh, Yelacha teaches us that Kol Maaseh lo Yelacha Kodesh, teaches us that you're supposed to make it specifically in the Beit HaMikdash. I mean, it's said Beit HaShem and HaMishcha, but it means that these things, even though they're used, perhaps, in the Beit HaMikdash, you think about what's the difference where I make it. You need to make it in the Beit HaMikdash. Because otherwise, let's say, what's the problem of using urine? Who told you to bring the urine into the Beit HaMikdash? Make it in the factory and then bring the Ketoret after it's made. So you see, since we're saying, no, you can't make it with urine because then it's not derech kavod, obviously it would mean that you have to be manufacturing the Ketoret in the Beit HaMikdash.
Urine is urine.
The silly people that say it's something else. It's ridiculous. It's a nonsensical European mishigas that to them they had these sensitivities. They didn't use ammonia. The practice all over the world was you let urine sit and it turns into ammonia. That's a very important ingredient, like we use today to clean our toilets.
But,
you don't make a broken a toilet bowl anyway that you're cleaning with ammonia. So what do you care? We're processing it. Of course, everything was made with urine. But since they became the Christianized, you know, there's anything that has to do with the body doesn't exist. Urine. So they made up this nonsense. Meraglayim is something besides urine. Anyway, it's just silly. Okay. But meanwhile, we see that you make the Ketoret only in the Beit HaMikdash. Made it. Is that true? It says, Amartish Nechasav. Somebody gives all of his Nechasim to Hekdash, and he has things that are roy to be used for Korbanot HaTzibur. Now, we're going to explain that in a minute. So give those things to the Omanim, and then we'll buy it from them. Now, well, what do you think we're referring to? Hani Dvorim Haru'in Maimino. We're talking about a behema. The word chaya is lavdak, obviously. A behema, it says beferish what to do with it. Later on in the same Mishnah, it says what to do. If we talk about yayin, shemen, solet, it says what to do with that in the Mishnah. The only thing that's left is the ketoret. What else is needed for the tzibur's korbanos? So you see, obviously, a guy has in his rishus ketoret. How is that? Must be made not in the Mikdash. Omer of Oshaya, no. We're going to see later on that there's every year a leftover of Ketoret. And that Ketoret would be given to the Omanim of Beit Aftinas in their Sakhar. And then we go and buy it from them to use it. So what if one of those Omanim went ahead and was Magdish as Nechasim? That's the point. So, but it's not referring to some Ketoret that was made outside, elsewhere. The Tanya, Motara Ketoret, Ma Yosimba. What did we do with the leftovers of the Ketoret? Ma Frishin Schara Omanim, Mechalalino Talma Oto Omanim. We do like this. We're Mafrish the money for the Omanim that we were going to pay. And then we're Mechalal the Ketoret on that money. And then we give the Ketoret to the Omanim. And then we go and we buy it back from them, from the Truma Chadasha, so that way we can reuse the Ketoret and it'll still be kosher for the Tzibur, because it's brought from this year's Machzit Hashet. Matki for Rav Yosef, I find that to be very difficult, because by all of the Motorot, it says Beferish that we go back and buy it from them, from the Truma Chadasha. If that's what we were referring to over here, why doesn't it say it? It says we give it to Yomim. Why doesn't it say, and we buy it back from them from the Truma Chadasha? Doesn't seem like that's the case. Hakalotani. I say, Sir Rabbi Yosef, it's not talking about the Ketoret. It's talking about an ingredient of the Ketoret, for heaven's sake. What was the Kasha Bechlal? When you say he has things that are usable by the Tzibur, it has to mean that it's usable in its current state. It's usable. We'll make Ketoret out of it. You'll bring it into the Beit HaMikdash. That's the point. Then why, in fact, Don't we just give it to the Beit HaMikdash? Why do we give it to Yom HaNiyim? Give it directly to the Beit HaMikdash. So that the Mepharshim say different explanations. Some of the Rishonim suggest, because in general, when people give things to the Tzibur in this fashion, that need to be used by the Tzibur, we're afraid that they're not moist from Yafa Yafa. Because people like to have their part of the action. So they'll be thinking, oh, this way the Ketoret will always be brought with money, some money. That's not what we want in the Ketoret. Okay, we give it to some other purpose. But the point is, we're not talking about making the Ketoret elsewhere. Tana Rabba, the Ketoret, as we saw when we added up the number of the monim, we have 368 monim, if you added up all the monim that we mentioned earlier. Now, 365 is connected Yemot HaChama. Now, obviously, even though most years do not have 365 days, but ultimately we're going to need it because we're going to make up the difference of the solar year. So in the end, we'll buy it back, we'll have enough for a leap year. And then three additional monim was for Yom Kippur. So in other words, we used one mona per day, and on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is machas, three mona, out of which he takes Meloch Chofnav on Yom HaKippur. That leaves over, depending on how large the Chofnav were of the Kohen Gadol, that leaves over. I guess we're going to have to call Rabbi Zilberman in. That was enough to keep Richie up. I know I'm not as sexy as Rabbi Zilberman. I'm not, you know. Ay. No. Maybe I can get him to just give us a picture. Put the picture up in front of him. Maybe that'll do it, you know. Or maybe Rita Hayward. I don't know what it'll take, but somehow or other we'll get rid of it. You know? So that, depending on how much was left over, we're going to see that, it was used. So that was the motar. We're talking about that we gave to the Omani Bischaram. That's true. If you analyze how much you have left over, so once every 60 or 70 years, there would be enough to cover half of the Ketoret, really. Because I mean, let's say you'd have 2.5 mana that would be left every year. Obviously, every year it's going to be slightly different because every coin has a different size of a hand. But let's say you'd have 2.5, right? So then, over the course of 60 years, you've already got half of the amount of the full Pitomak Torah. So once every 60 or 70 years, they would make only half of the normal amount of Torah and use the buyback of the Mota Torah for the first 60 years to add, and that way you'd have the whole amount. That would work out very well. Because of that, a yochid who is mefatim half of the Ketoret would be chayav, because sometimes we used to be mefatim half the Ketoret. Now, of course, this is keneged, is against the sheet that we had earlier, which we're going to talk about in a moment, that said that when it comes to the Ketoret, even a small amount, you'd be chayav. But this is the sheet of Reb Shimon Gamliel, she'amar mishum hasgam. We never heard that they would wait for 80 years or 90 years and only do a shlish of the Ketoret, a revi of the Ketoret, because that yochid wouldn't be chayav. The chachamim omrim, you do not need to be making the Ketoret all at one time. You could, if you wanted, b'chol yom mitaken b'matkunta, use a prorated recipe for every day and be machnas. And that proves Rava said before, Mesela Rava, the Amrava Pitmu Lechatza, in Chayav, that actually if somebody makes the Ketoret for other purposes, for any amount you'd be Chayav, the Ktiva Ketoret Shetaseh, Kol Shetaseh. And look, theoretically, you could make even a half of a mana in the morning, and a half of mana ben Arbain. So even though Rashi says mana, it means it's Lav Dafka. So even less, Tan Rabbanu. If you make it, like Reb Shimon Gamliel says, you make it the entire thing at the beginning of the year, it was reprocessed twice during the year in order to keep it fresh. So we would re-grind it twice. During the summertime, we would spread it around, even though we don't like it to be spread. Because the more spread about it is in the container, the more it's going to lose of its smell. But during the summer, because of the heat, we had to aerate it. in order that it shouldn't be mitapesh, it shouldn't get rotten from the heat. But during the imot agishamim, when we put it back into the grinder, we keep it zvura, we keep it all in a lump, kedesh lo tifog reicha, we don't want to expose it to the air. The less it's exposed to the air, the better. And since in the winter anyway, it's kept cold, it's not going to rot. So it's not a problem. Ukishu shochek, now while he's grinding, so some learn this means the Kohen himself, or others learn the Sagan, who's telling the Kohen what to do, says, get that thin. And this is Divrei Rabbi Yossi Ben Yochanan. We'll see later on, the reason that you do that is because speaking during the time that you're grinding is good for the smell of the grinder.
This has to be done by a Kohen?
Yeah.
How come the
Nusach
Sfar adds that in the...
The three additional manah, we also had Shemim Kohen Gadol Machnas Melachos Navi Yom HaKippurim. That was not only reprocessed twice a year, that was doubly reprocessed in Erev Yom Kippur, because it had to be ground even finer than the normal Ketoret. You have to be shochan yofa yofa, kidei shetei dakam and adakar, it's extremely fine, kidetanya. And the brightness says, look, we learn this from a pasuk, because the pasuk says, v'lakach mloa machtag achalai eish, meloch afnaf ktoret samim daka. Why does it have to repeat daka? Matam luma. It said beferish in the beginning of the Asiya, it says shechakta mimena hadek, right? That's bichlal, the Ketoret has to be hadek. So why does it say Ketoret samim daka? Therefore, must be coming to tell you that kidei shetei daka min hadaka, let's be finer than the normal fine. Amar mar, kishu shochek omer hetev, hetev, kidei, kidei, misayei alei Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kishem shadibur raliyai, just like you want to be very careful not to speak around open wine, but speech is good for bosan. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Look, the truth is that the ingredients that we have listed here are not written in stone. The truth is that what is written in stone is only that there were 11 samamanim. So 11 samamanim, that was Nemr lo Moshe b'Sinai. You have to have 11 samamanim, but the Torah didn't define all 11 samamanim.
But these 11 we have to have?
5, it says beferish. Right, but we'll see. But 4, we're going to be medayek the pasuk in detail now. So that has to fit the rules. Well, we're going to micro, where do we see the pasuk? Take a look. It says, kach lecha samim. Now, samim is obviously a minimum of 2. Then it lists netev shchelet chelvana. So that's 2 plus 3 equals 5. And then it says, samim. So it repeats again in the pasuk, samim ulvonazaka. So that samim doubles the original 5. That's another 5. That's samim like the samim. And that's asara. And then it adds ulvonazaka, which is one thing. Together that's 11. Ask the Gemara, how do you know to read it that way? Maybe read it as a klal prat of klal. Read it like this. Samim klal. Netef shchelet chelvana za prat. Samim chozer v'kalal. Klal prat v'klal. Yata dena yokin prat. Ma prat before shetofa shekita v'oyla. V'reichu nodef. Of course shekita v'oyla v'reichu nodef. So how do you know not to simply read it, not as the number that you need, but rather to tell me that these are the types of samamon? I don't need these types at all, specifically. But I need things that are similar, Richie, to these types. Namely, anything that has a smell that spreads, and when you burn it, that it goes up. So anything like that is fine. V'chitema, you'll tell me, no, it can't mean that, because why would I need 3 examples? Why would it say over here the all 3 of netev, shchelet, and chelvan? I just write 1. So then lichtov krochat parta, I'll tell you no, lot, absolutely, mitzvah. So we do need 3. Because if it just said netef, I would say that's because netef is a tree. So in other words, it would have to be klal prat or klal, has to be a type of tree. But let's say gedulei karka grows close to the ground. No. Therefore, that's the shchelet. If it said only shchelet, I would have said, okay, so only something that grows from the ground, but not a tree. Emalo. So it has to write also netef. Now, chelvana, obviously it has to write. because Chalvana stinks, and nobody was going to think you make Ketoret out of something that has a rotten smell. So therefore, Chalvana is a Chiddush. So Chalvana l'gufei atam nesharei chora. So I'm back to my question: how do you know that it's not a klal prado klal? Because I need to write all three. No, because why would I need to write samim? The first samim. What do I need? If it would have said kach lecha, so then a kach lecha means take something to burn. What do I need to say samim? So min kemi kach lecha nafka. Okay, so let me ask something else. The second samim. You said the second samim was five. What is the second samim? Maybe the second samim is two, just like the first samim. Gesamim kadmoi. No, because then it could have said samim next to each other, right? Why does it have to say samim, then list another three, then list again samim? So obviously, you would have written samim ba'ali adadi. Then afterwards you write the net of shchelet v'chelbonah. So obviously it's meant to be doubling samim with net of chelbonah and so on, and then samim again as those, and then levonah. The Vei Rabbi Shmuel Tani, Samim is actually a klal. Net of Shchel Chavana is a prat. Samim is chosav a klal. Klal pratata, yatat eleke ina prat. Ma prat before dov shikita va'ila, recho nodev, af kol davar shikita va'ila, v'recho nodev. And maybe you'll tell me that, ela klal b'klal, maybe the way to understand, now this doesn't make any sense, the Gemara is going to ask, what is this all supposed to mean? Because, ela klal b'klal rishon, and the prat is in the prat rishon? No, amet lab. No, that can't be. Ela klalach ladun b'lashon acharon, el b'lashon rishon. Huh? Oh, mama, what? You said, ela klal b'klal rishon, prat, what are you talking about? My kusha, what were you asking, first of all? Okay, what we're asking is like this, our kusha. Samim batroi. We had read that the last samim is meaning two. Why not read, as five, why not read the samim batroi to be two, like the samim kadmoi, train? Right? And then we answered the way we answered before. That was what it was being meramis to. Because im kenich tukras samim. Then say net of shchelet v'chelvana. And what did you mean with the second question? Maybe the prat is the prat rishon. No. What we were saying is that if it's a klal prat or klal, so then why wouldn't we learn out milay all types of ilanot from netef, gidulei karka from shechelet? So why not also learn from levona zakah? And say that it doesn't have to be something that when you burn produces a lot of smoke that goes up, because levona does not do that. So maybe we should understand it differently, and we should learn bechatzad, meaning let us learn that anything that has reich or nodev, even though it's just like levona, she'en koter vole, and in fact levona does not have to go up. Maybe that's the way to understand it. And then he was answering that, no, you can't learn it that way. It's got to be the way we said it before. Meaning what? Meaning that in Cain, niftov chrala levona zaka b'mitzray, v'telef mina. Why wouldn't we have listed levona together with the net of shchelet and chelvana? So obviously, the net of shchelet and chelvana is meant to be a simon of what type of other samimonim you bring, but the levona is not meant to be other samimonim. It is specific. So in other words, this is a drasha that combines both of the approaches. First of all, we have a total list here of 11. Plus, it says kach lecha. We also have a definition of what the others should be. The others should be similar to that of shchelet and chelvana, but not similar to levona. Because if they were only similar to levona, then they wouldn't necessarily have to be mekater v'yela.
Are voluntary?
Not voluntary, but they're open to choices among different things. So you write levona in the middle and chelvana at the end. Because, I mean, the chelvana, anyway, we don't learn anything else out of it. Reish Lakish says, nah, there's not even a havamina that we should learn from levona. Because you learn it up migufa, the word ketoret means something, for heaven's sakes. It means something that smokes. Dover shekoter v'oleh. So how would you think that I should use ingredients that are not makatav or ilin d'keteres? This is silly. So if the Torah tells you specifically, you have to use levonah, it means add levonah to the keteret. But you can't make the keteret out of things similar to levonah, because then it will not be makatav v'oleh. Here we learn that if you make a gathering on a ta'anit and you don't invite all those rotten rishayim, that your ta'anit doesn't do anything. You've got to have your poshim with you. Because chelvana stinks. And the Torah says if you make your Torah without chelvana, it's not kosher. So obviously, we are not supposed to be searching for perfection. Only if you have an agudah, meaning you've put together heterogeneous things. If you try to keep everything homogeneous, that's not agudato. And it's got to be al eretz. It's got to be on the earth. You know, things on the earth are not perfect. So don't try for homogeneity, and don't try for perfection. You want things to work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's got to have a lot of junk in it, and it's got to be
a mix.
The way the Rova used to be. No, it's not. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu. The only thing that Moshe Rabbeinu learned on Sinai is that there are 11 Samamon, out of which there are these four, those are given. The rest are learned out as a klal prado klal, or the way the closure of the bright has it. Well, now that's why you learn Gemara.
But they did use those.
Those were what they used, but it wasn't. Didn't have to be specifically those.
They could have come up with a new recipe at anywhere along the way.
Yeah.
Replacements. If they didn't have the.
Sorry. No. Yom Kippur Echad Meim is still true. You still need 11 Samamanim. Oh, for sure. Yeah, there's no din of making the Ketores Achiv Mitav, making the Ketores Chaser. There's no such thing. That's a mistake. Tana Rabbana. Okay, so the next thing we had, Asach B'Shem and Amishcha, the next karet that we spoke about is somebody who uses the Shem and Amishcha for something that's not Kodesh. Now, Tana Rabbana, if you use the Shem and Amishcha on an animal or on containers, you're potter. If you use the Shem and Amishcha on a goy or on a dead body, you're potter. Okay, so now, Behema V'Kelim, I understand, it says, Al Psar Adam Lo Yisach. Behema V'Kelim are not human. So therefore, okay. Metim, I could also understand. And once a body is a body, it's not called an Adam, it's called a body. So Met Mikrim, but not an Adam. But Ovdeko Chavim, I said, aren't Ovdeko Chavim human? So Ovdeko Chavim are my patur. Wow. Ha'adam, Nino, aren't they human? No, lie, absolutely. It says in a pasuk, Aten tzoni tzon mariti, Adam atem. You are my flock, you are human. Meaning, Atem kruim Adam, you, Yisrael is called human. But Ovdei Kochavim are not called human. What do you mean it's not called human? By Milchemet Midyan it says, V'nefesh Adam shishasar alef. That sure is referring to the goyim. Now that Nefesh Adam in that context was human as opposed to the animal. We're talking about the Shavit. We're not talking about human in the context of the value of humanity. We're talking about it biologically, human as opposed to Behemoth. So that's Lafuke Adam. And what about by Ninveh it says, Vani lo achus al Ninveh asher yesh ba'ar bei mishtei mesrei ribo Adam. Now that's also, because over there it lists a lot of behemo. It says behema rabba. So it's coming to talk about la fuke behema. Or you know what? There's another reason for excluding akum. Not because it's not called fadah, but because kosh yeshno b'sach, yesho b'bal yisach. Someone who is included in the iser of doing the sicha is usher as the object of the sicha. But a guy doesn't have an isser in using the sicha.
Because he doesn't have a mitzvah?
Yeah, it's not one of his mitzvahs. It's not his business. So therefore, if he's eno besach, eno b'bal yisach. Tanya idach, asach b'shem ha-mishcha l'beim ha-vekelim l'avek ha-chavim ha-meitim patur. So if he does the mishicha to non-human things, he's patur. If he does the mishicha to milachim and to kohanim who have already been sach, so now you don't need to do the sicha. So Rabbi Meir is mechayev and Rabbi Yehuda is patur. We'll see what they're arguing in a moment. V'kama yisach yechayav, how much sicha needs to be done to be chayav? At this point, we think, you know, we're talking about the malachim and the kohanim. But in the end, we're going to discover that this means just in general, what's the shir of sicha to be mechayav you? So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argue about that too. Rabbi Meir says, any little bit, koshu. Rabbi Yehuda says, dafki kizayin. What do you mean, Rabbi Yehuda said it aside? Rabbi Yehuda said you're potter. No, Rabbi Yehuda said you're potter by Malachim and Kohanim. We're not talking about Malachim and Kohanim. We're talking about Hedyot over here. We ain't confused. It's not a continuation of the previous sentence. But Gabi Hedyot Mechayev. Okay. So now Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are arguing. What are they arguing in? Well, Rabbi Yosef Bahab Pliki. They're arguing in the question. Rabbi Meir holds that the Pasuk says, Al Psar Adam Lo Yisach. And it says, Asher Yiteng Mimeno Alzar. So, Sicha is always kosher. So, therefore, the word Nitina is also kosher. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Nitina. We learn the Nitina Alzar from the concept of Nitina, generally. Just like Nitina Ba'alma, it says, V'natan la'kohen et ha'kodesh. V'natan la'kohen et ha'kodesh, it says, Ish ki yochal kodesh. And achivas b'kezayit. So therefore, the netina that's mentioned in general is a shir of a kezayit. So therefore, the netina, the azar, is also a kezayit. But sicha, everybody agrees that sicha doesn't have a shir of a kezayit. The sicha, to actually do meshicha, b'lachim ha-kohanim, everybody is made that that is a kol shohu. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Okay, here we are today, Daf Vov, Amud Aleph, on this happy era of Shabbos in the Zechus Christus, Tov Shin Samach Hey. We were holding, however, in the middle of Daf Hey on the days, and we got up to I believe the Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, Moshkim Matan Lachim. Am I right about that? At least that's where we were supposed to get up to. It could be I ran out of an audience a little bit earlier.
Moshkim Matan
Lachim? Yeah, Moshkim Matan Lachim. One third of the way up on the dot.
One third of the way up.
Up, yeah. Just purely geometrically, forget about the words.
I've done before.
Yeah. Okay, so the last thing that we learned was that we have all of the various things that were put together with the Orin. That the Torah said on some level we're supposed to be left with the Orin. We're also Yenuzim with the Orin, and that left us with the problem. So how did they use Shem and Amishka after the death of Yoshio when the Gemara talks about Yoyakim and Yoyakim and the Chanya and so on? The Gemara answered that was Rapopas actually the original time that Rapopas said we used Shemin Afarsim on Dach, Zach, which was the same territory we'd used earlier, Legabe, the Meshicha of Yehu. Tana Rabbanan, Moshchim et ha-Malachim k'min Nezer v'et ha-Kohanim k'min Chi. We use the Tzura of the Meshicha, take your finger, and to go around the head of the king-to-be, as if it were a crown. And when it comes to Kohanim, you use a chi. What is that? Amar Benarja, it means chi Yevani. It means the Greek letter chi, which is the surah of the English X. Toni Chora, b'tchilo matzik shemen al roshove acharkach, noten lo shemen b'risei einav. So one man, the Omer says, well, actually what we do is like this. We pour out water, there's a yitzika, besides the Mashiach. You pour a little bit of oil out on the head, and then using the fingers, you put the oil between now his eyes, the eyelashes, and you go up with your finger in the tzura of the X. Whereas the other man, the Amar Olta, B'tchila notein lo shem ben risei nav, v'chakach matzik lo shem an arash. On the contrary, you first put a little bit of oil with your fingers near the eyes, and then you pour on the head. And the machlokus over here is really machlokus tanoim. The machlokus over here is which one is more significant, the pouring out or the actual act of the mishicha, drawing with your finger. My time to madiyomer yitzika adifa. Why would we think that it's a mitzvah first to pour the oil? Mm-hmm. It says first in the actual event, it says first vayitzok, and then it says vayimshakoto lekatsho. Well, apparently the yitzika came before the vayimshach. Umadiyomer mishicha adifa. What does he do with the pasuk? He says kasava. First of all, it's clear, forget about the Pesach for a minute. The Torah said only the Mashiach when it came to Kli Sharet. There was no Yitzika on the Kli Sharet at all. You simply took oil that was on your finger and you were Moshech each Kli. And therefore, it must be that the Iker Mashiach is the finger, not the Yitzika. Aye, what about the Pesach? No, I understand that to mean Hotika Omar. Mata'am vayitzok. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu pour oil out on the head of Aharon? Because it was in the context of vayimshach oto lekatsho. In other words, since I'm doing the Mashiach, I poured the oil to complete the Mashiach. Tanu Rabbanu Geshemen HaTov HaYored Al HaRosh. What does that mean? Geshemen HaTov HaYored Al HaRosh. Tal Chermon. What is this talking about? It means that actually there was a permanent presence. We saw already that the Shemen HaMishka had in it a permanence. So it was the same Yud Bei Shemen HaMishka Kodesh Zeh, and that the Shemen HaMishka actually remained forever on Aharon. Actually, it gathered into like a little pearl shape, and it looked as if Aharon was walking around with pearls on his beard that had dripped down from the Shemen HaMishka. Most learn that this means when Aaron would speak, you wouldn't see it jiggling around on the bottom of his chin, but it would be Yoshev on his face, and it would come down as he walked. But others learn it means literally when he would get a haircut. How could it be at the bottom of his beard? If he got a haircut, then it would cut his beard, and there would go the Shemen HaMishka. Well, as soon as the Shemana Mishka saw the barber coming, he would pop up and stick by the apron. Of course, the Bala Kabbalah don't like that shot because they're very against shaving. How could Aaron cut his beard? It's a special halacha that is mechuyev to get a nice haircut, right? So, in any event, well, davar zayah, Moshe Rabbeinu doeg. Moshe Rabbeinu was very worried about that, because there is no shear given to the Shemana Mishka, to the act of Mashiach, which means that one should use as little as possible. I mean, you're not so he was afraid that maybe he was male in the Shemana Mishka and he took too much of it. Yasta bat kol v'amran, that's the continuation now of that Perek Tehillim. Ketal chermon, shiored al haaretz zion. What's the ketal chermon? It comes to tell me that Shemana Mishka, which is on permanently on Aaron, is like the Talat Hermon that has come now, made its way already to Haritzion. Matal ein bo meila, Hashem shereid azakan Aaron ein bo meila. It's as free and as natural as the Tal itself. But Aaron was doing, because Aaron felt maybe Moshe lo ma'al, but ani ma'alti, because after all, I am always being nene from the smell of the Shemana Mishka. It's basically like like wearing Yves Saint Laurent, I mean, all your life. What do I do about that? Yatzta bat kol amralo hine matovu manaim shevet achim gam yachad. All part of the same beautiful tila. That two of you have the same halacha, just like Moshe lo ma'al, afato lo ma'al. Tan rabbanan in Moshe. By the way, this is a very fascinating thing, because over here the Megillah would be, even though you didn't use up anything. Normally, Megillah is the misuse, but the Shemen Kodesh is Yud Beis from the beginning to the end. So you can pour it, but you never use it. Nonetheless, there's a Shasha Megillah, because you're being Nene, because it's there. So you say, but what do you mean it's there? Keep pouring it out, it's Pacha Shemen. There's three examples of this, by the way. is the Shemen HaMishchar, you keep using your oil, is the Par HaShemen, of the Nes that was done, the Yishar Shemen, the Nes, is Shemen of Hanukkah, which is exactly the same thing. It didn't get used up, continued to last.
Since the aroma is not something.
We're going to talk about the Reyach later on. But basically, on the, you know, on this whole sugya, of course, we should learn how to deal with an oil economy, I think, you know, instead of being dependent on the Arabs. That's right. Tanu Rabban, Ein moshkim adam lachim el ala ha-ma'ayan kedei shetimashek malchutan shenemar v'yomar ha-melech ha-radetem oto el al-gichol m'shach oto shan. So apparently they wanted specifically to take now Shlomo down to the Gihon and to do the Mashiach over there. And the reason was because it's a siman that the Mayim should be Nimshafim. They should continue to flow. Om Ravami Harmandaboy Ledai Mash Kashata Ilo. That opens up a whole big sugya, which is the interrelationship of events that a person is osekin at one particular moment to the context of what follows. In other words, what we're saying is that because you want the malchut to be nimshach, therefore you should do the mishicha on a stream that is flowing out of a maryan. Right? I mean, it's just magical thinking. So we understand that there must be, therefore, meaning to the concept of a siman, some kind of interrelationship that you could have psychologically, metaphysically, to
symbolism.
Well, I mean, but it may be symbolism has a real impact on human beings, because we structure the world that we live in according to our constructs. So the construct of a siman becomes very important now. It's the way that you lead your life, and it's certainly very, very central to the functionality of the immune system. That's clear. People are deeply affected by their belief about it, and the placebo effect, and all types of other issues that have a tremendous impact on the way. And remember that the immune system is the most fundamental and, in a sense, the deepest way in which you relate to the world, because it's what defines self and non-self, and the impact of non-self upon self. And incidentally, it relates fundamentally to smell, which is why the whole thing occurs over here. Remember that the immune system essentially is the ability to sense the shape of a molecule, which actually is exactly the same issue as Reyach itself. So there you differentiate things based on the Reyach. I see that's very important in this whole sugya. So the sugya of Simen and Reyach are connected in the Gemara. So here too, so we go now off on a tangent about simonim, which leads us to the simonim of Rosh Hashanah, and what you should eat on Leil Rosh Hashanah, and so on. All that comes out amazingly. You know, it's just a great Masechta, man. It's just that it's there's not enough time to learn it. That's okay. So it says, Rabbi, somebody who wants to know, Imash Rashata Elo, if he's going to live through the year or not, what you should do is, Maite Shraga Nibahalina Sara Yumin, Debein Reshata Yumin de Kippuri. To get yourself one of these candles, a lamp with a lot of oil in it, between the days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that's the Seder Yom Teshuva, the nidle the day to the lonach of Zika, put it into a location where there's no wind. Imoshich nuura nidle the masik shaita. If it burns and it burns through the whole oil, you'll know that you too will burn through the year. Somebody wants to know, wants to make an investment. He wants to know if it's going to be a good investment. So what he should do is there's a whole floor, basically, on the New York Stock Exchange where they grow chickens near the Tarnagula. What he should do is he should grow a chicken. If the chicken looks good and fat, so then Neda the Mitzvah, he knows the stock is going to go up. That's why it's called stock when you put in the soup. And Haiman, the boy, the Nefuk Biburcha, somebody wants to go out on a trip. The boy, the Neda, he had a base, he wants to know if he's ever going to make it home. Nail, Nekla Besa, the Bahata, Imchazi, Bavula, Bavura. So then the Neda, Asila Besa. Then what he should do is he should go into this darkened house. It's not kind of completely dark, and see whether he gets the effect of a shadow of a shadow. Now, the second shadow, we have a penumbra. If he has a penumbra, then that means he's coming home. V'lav milsi, none of this should be done. Because Dilma Chol Shadayte Mitzrayim, because you're believe in it. And if you believe in it, then it's going to affect you. So what do you have to put yourself into a position where you're going to now worry, oh, I'm not going to live. The candle went out, you'll pack a diet. You'll kill yourself with those kind of thoughts. And the male, it's not worth it. This whole thing is just a general relation to chaos, really. It was the same thing that Amalek accepted in doing the poor. It's what Arthur Kesper related to the idea of Jungian synchronicity. You know, which basically all magical thinking shares that same idea, that there are patterns, and that things, tea leaves or a goral and so on and so forth, tie into patterns which have some type of statistical impact, unrelated in causality, and therefore they may impact upon you as well. He's saying that it's not good to get involved in such stuff. I mean, it's beyond your ability to do anything about it. All it's going to do is make you happy or unhappy unnecessarily. And therefore, forget about it. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Simani in general are unrelated to causality?
Yeah, of course. How could it be causality? It's the same gets the Rambam's distinction between medicine and alternative medicine. Right? He says things like Spulot have no causality that anyone is aware of. All you have is anecdotal evidence that it's something. You can't just reject it out of hand totally, but it's non-scientific. He says even a scientific experiment is only a statistical correlation. Amazing, some of that much finding. So, I mean, okay, you have an experiment, so, you know, who knows what issues you've left out and elements you haven't really taken into consideration. So, but at least it's a solid statistical correlation. Over here, he says it's nothing but anecdotal, and therefore makes Matkin his law lock in terms of Maisa Muri and so on and so forth. Okay, here's the same thing. A semen obviously can't be causal. Omar Abai, actually, I'm a semen emilsi, but now that you've said, based on the pasuk, you've said that there is some value in engaging in a semen, not in terms of its prediction. That we've said that's ridiculous. Don't do that, it's unhealthy. But in terms of its own power of creating basically a set of circumstances that has an impact on things. So if that's the case, then on well, Rosh Hashanah, Yerag Elidish Lamecha, Reshata, Kara, Rubia, Karte, Silka, Tamre, you should have all of these various things. Rashi does not relate the name of these things at all, like we do, Karte, Shigikritu, and so on. But rather, all of these things are things that grow quickly, or some of them are sweet, and therefore are issues of Pirayon, a productive year, a sweet year, and so on and so forth. Omale Remeshar Shilavanen. Rabbi Sharshi said, look, Bichlal, you're about to go in to learn by your Rebbe, then what you got to do is, you want to start right. You come on time for Daf Yomi. Actually, if you not when you got this character, but if you want to start right, do as Bardeya said, do the Mishnayos work in advance. And then you're coming in already with some yeda, here of course it refers to the brises as well. You're coming in with yeda, then you'll be able to participate fully in this year. Also, when you're learning from your Rebbe Chazul Pume de Rabchon, watch him talk. There's a connection, and that connection is fundamental for the learning process. It's again, sit and listen to a tape. You need actually a video. That's what we're doing next. And here's why we're bringing it in our sugya. When you're sitting and reviewing your learning, always do it at the beach. Grozo Almaya, and this business about, I mean, we're sitting in a dark Beis HaMedrash where you could be sitting out there with the water flowing. And why is that? If you have the Mashke Maya Tim Shoshmatsachon. Same way that water flows, so too your learning is going to flow. In general, interesting interrelationship.
No, so I sort of brought down in the
people bring it to
the sacred. I have a Tashuk with that. The idea of Tashuk is connected to this Gemara, the Mashke Melech Alamai.
Mm-hmm. Well, you never saw that, but I mean, you see in the singer. Mm-hmm. I also got news for you. If you want to live somewhere, It's better to live in a garbage dump in Mata Mechasya and not in a palace in Pumbedisa. Bunch of phonies over there. It's like moving to L.A. And I'll tell you, better to have a half, almost decaying fish than to eat this incredibly powerful hummus that actually is a skutach, which is a cheese, which is so powerful that it can actually eat through stone. And that's like drinking Pepsi. There's another simon. Chana says in a bit of yut in her shira that the Karen of my life has been uplifted in God. Now that can't be just a loose word, because what's interesting is that her son used a Karen for the Mashiacha of David, but not of Shaul. With Shaul, he took a pot, which is breakable. And she said, look at that, Ramah Karni, below Ramah Pachi. So David and Shlomo, who were Nimshechu Bekere, Nimshecha Malchutan, they actually had an extended Malchut, but Shaul and Yehu, she Nimshechu Min HaPach, lo Nimshecha Malchutan. So again, we have this relationship of how you feel about things. Simon in terms of the Shemen, Ambishka.
I remember the Sefer Bedev, Sefer said, Dafka Alpi, we said, Moshe and Samelet, Al Amayon, that's Dafka, why we go to Amayon, or it's the body of waters, and Moshe after Kadosh Baruch Hu, was the Melech in Rosh Hashanah.
Very true.
That's something we're not saying.
Karen was a cow sword?
Yeah. I just use it as a sword.
Well,
it's a great Karen. It's a waterproof, solid container you can carry around with you.
This is a baby bottle.
For expensive, yeah, used exactly. Learn Shabbos talks about it. For babies, you put in your milk in there.
It's a
basic.
I mean,
the medicine,
I guess.
No, you seal it. I mean, it has a tiny little hole, basically.
The top.
Well, you have to hollow it out, but you make a tiny little hole if you want to use it as a container, and then you shake it out. Don't you have a problem? The oil in your house is always falling all over the place? I don't know about you. I mean, I spend half my life cleaning up oil with somebody's clothes. Turn around. What, what?
Inshallah.
Good, great. Turn around. Hamafatim is Haktoris. Next case that we had in the mission of Hamafatim is Haktoris. The Braisa makes it clear that if you do this, this is a continuation now, same sugya that we had by the Mefatim as Hashem. By the Ketores, if your intent is to teach, learn how it's done, or to give it over to the Tzibur, it's pot. La'riach ba, but if your intent is to smell it, you're chayav. Whereas ha'meriach ba, the actual smelling of the Ketores, of the real Ketores, you would be potter. As far as the dinim of the Torah is concerned, but you would be mo'el. What? You'd be mo'el? What is it? There's a problem of smelling that you would be mo'el on the smell of a thing? There's no din of mi'ilah in listening to the.
You're right.
Yeah, the listening to the orchestra in the Beit HaMikdash was not me'ila. You didn't need to pay in order to be mechalal the sound. And mar'ed, to see beautiful things, and you're enjoying the beautiful pageantry or the beauty of the actual binyan in the Beit HaMikdash. No problem with that. Mar'e Kohen, that's right. That's another one. And the smell of the Ketores.
That's its own load, isn't it?
David, we can't all keep up with it. Ein ben mishum mi'ila. Wait. That's the Reach is ach shetala timrato. After, as David pointed out, the Reach doesn't have mi'ila after it was already na'ase mitzvata. When is it Nase Mitzvata? It's after it finished, now
going up
and spreading all over. What we're talking about is that you would be male if before that you smelled it. Shari en l'chadavar sh'nase mitzvotom Umalimbo. The general rule is something that has been.
Talk about water. We're talking about water. That's why the Menachem was alive. Didn't need.
I think those were the three things that were going on the Titanic as it went down. Kol Ma'avareya.
So that's why it's okay for Menachem was alive to not have perfume, right? Because it's already been not in its.
Yeah. The ray of Hector as it penetrates all over. Says the Gemara, why do you say that? That there's nothing that was nasa mitzvah. Oh, that's not true. What about the Trumas HaDeshen? Trumas HaDeshen, you took it off of the Mizbeach, it was already burnt. The Torah says that you've got to set it down in the Mokum HaDeshen with some mold. That means that the Torah doesn't think that it's just ashes, and you are mold in it. Now, that's true. But that's a unique case that's coupled with one other case, because the Trumas HaDeshen, the Big Day Kahuna, where we know that the begotten of the Kohen, after he finishes it on Yom HaKippurim, he has to begonate them, which means that they're, even though they've been used, they're not allowed to be used again. That means that the Shnei Ketuvim HaBa'in Ke'echad, that tells me these two are examples that are unique, otherwise I wouldn't have to learn out two psukim. B'chol Shnei Ketuvim HaBa'in Ke'echad Im Melamdim. Well, it's all very necessary to Rabbanan to say that indeed you cannot use those Big Day Kuna again. But how about according to Rav Dosa? Rav Dosa, Ma'ikil HaMeim HaDetanya, V'nichum Sham, he has to leave those begotten there. Melamik Shtunim B'nisa. The Tanakhama says that means that those Big Day Kuna cannot be used again. And if you would touch them, you would be over on this. Rabbi Dosa Omer, it doesn't mean that. It means in terms of what you're doing, V'nichum Sham, you can't use them for another Yom HaKippurim, but there's certainly K'sherim and the Kohen and Yot. You could use these begotten to do avoda with, just not the avodas Yom HaKippurim. When it says leave it there, that means in terms of Yom Kippur, leave it there. So now according to him, you only have one pasuk, Trumas HaDeshen, that tells you that even though it was burned to ash, you still have to treat that ash with the respect of Kodesh, which case you would be male. So why don't we use that as a model for all dinim and say that it's wrong to believe that after Nasek Mitzvato there's no Me'ila? I'll tell you why, says Rav Dosa. Trumat HaDeshen, by the way, how do we know that you can't be Nena from it afterwards? Because it says Vissamo Eitzel HaMizbeach. It's got to be put there. Shkunim Geniza. Egla Rufa. How do we know this? V'orfu Sham Et Egla B'Nachal. It has to be there, meaning stay there. And how about if you hold like the Man Yomer Shteksu L'Vangech Melandim? No, here, even so, even if you would agree with Rav Dosa, and even if you would hold that Shveksuvim Aboim Kerab would still be Malamdim, there is a specific mute in the two models to tell me that this is not meant to be a model, but it's meant to be unique. Because by the Trumat HaDeshen, it says Vissamo, instead of Vissam, Vissamo, Hadin in Midiachrin, Alo, this case only, and not any other case. And by Egel Aruf, it also says Ha Arufa, with the Hea Yediyah. This is the only case where we have this halacha.
So what is learning from
our
Sham Sham? Each one is learned separately? By itself, that it's to be stay there.
Who learned Sham Sham as a Gzeres Shavuot?
Oh, is that what we just did?
No. You're remembering from elsewhere the things that we learned from Sham.
But you can understand the mitzvah isn't over, but it's part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah,
even though it's burned,
but the mitzvah is to be
there. I understand, but there's two ways of looking at that. That shows us that even though what I did, you can't say that because I'm only taking one piece of it, right? In other words, right now I have nothing but Afer. So now that I'm going to be doing something with that Afer, it means that the Afer itself, although I completed everything I have to do, the Torah wants me to view it as something that I have to avoid it. That's what's learned out of the Miut. You're right, but... Yes, but how do I know that? I know that because there's two ways to understand the mitzvah. One is the way you're explaining it, and the other one is to use it to teach me the halacha that even a thing that was not Nasek Mitzvah Tov retains its kedusha, and therefore the Torah wants me to use it in a particular way to show that. Correct? Comes along this pasuk to say to learn it the way you're learning it. Not that it should be a model. But Adarabba, there's a specific mitzvah, and this is its mitzvah. Tana Rabbanan Pitum Haktores, this is a great opportunity, the only place where we actually learn out in great detail the dinim of Pitum Haktores. Ptima means the mixing of it. The preparing of it in a way that requires delicate mixing and so on. Like pharmaceutical.
Huh?
Yeah, that means to fatten it up. Same idea, because you're in creating the mix, you're basically making it, you know, ready for it to be. Yeah, memula. This is lashon hara. It's also memula. The same thing.
It's a different lav for the hanaf of smelling it.
No, there is no lav when smelling it. That's only by the shemen amishka. There's a lav of using it, but by the ketaris, there's not. Yeah. Can't we? That's why we have the mishnah. We have two separate things. Remember, we put Pitum Haktores in the middle to teach me that it's two separate lavim.
Mm-hmm.
It was the shemen, the timas shemen, and the mishifas shemen. We don't have an equivalent by the ketoret, other than the general din of meila before the ketoret was completed. Hatsori, hatziporen, hachelbana, alavot, mishkal shivim. Each one is shivim one. More, Ktia, Shibalatnerd, and Charkom are each Shishasa mana. The Koshet, Shneimasa, Kilupa, Shlosha, Kinamon, Tisha, and that is the Yud Aleph Samamoni. Now, there are also things that are brought that are not part of the Yud Aleph Samamoni for preparation. So you have the Borit Karshina, which is a type of soap. And that's used, as we see later on, and of course, as you know from your davening, the Borit Karshina is used to clean and to shine up the Tziporin. So the Borit Karshina Tisha Kabi. Yen Kaprisin is also not put into the Ketoret. It's also used for the preparation of the Tziporin. So that's three saw and three kab, meaning three and a half saw. V'me'en lo yen Kaprisin, you can bring other sharp wines like a Chamarchi Varian, white wine, which is very aged. Melach Sedomit Rova. Now again, question is, many shittas hold the Melach Sedomit is only if you're bringing Chamarchi Varian. Then you mix it with Melach Sedomit to achieve the same thing that the Yen Kaprisin would have been achieving.
Hmm.
The Rambam learns the Melach Sedomit is melach that's actually put into the Ketoret. And this is a very fascinating sugya, a brilliant, brilliant brisker Torah on this, which is a fantastic kash. V'loma ein ma'arvin by shema, the dvash, right? As we read in our v'loma ein ma'arvin by dvash. So what's the answer? Torah amra. Torah amra, kol tzor v'chol dvash, lo ta'atir v'men ha'ishalash. What kind of stupid question? What do you mean, loma ein ma'arvin by dvash? There's 11 samamonim. You can't just throw in things. What do you mean? Lama ain't ma'arvin bo dvash, and lama ain't ma'arvin bo v'tapuchim. I mean, what?
There's other things also extra.
But these aren't put in.
So, I mean, maybe that's, I mean, with the honey also. That's what we're doing.
I understand. We have it. So, look at the Meshmi Sinai. It's Yud Alef Samamonim memorable. We dash it from a plastic. What do you mean? We need a reason not to put in dvash. Why do you think I put in dvash? There's a yidim. So the Griz uses this sugya because the Rambam learns the Melach Sedomit. It's not called part of the 11th ceremony. It's not the Melach that you're using for the Melach that you use for the Haktorah, which you have to do afterwards. It's like on any carbon, you have to add Melach. You have to add Melach to the Haktorah as well. So it's not that. So this is a different Melach. So what's the pshat? Therefore, it must be that the Rambam learns that this is part of the din of Maaser Okah. The Torah says, do it the way you would normally do it. How would you, in pharmaceuticals, I mean, there's a matrix that holds the various things and that you put it into. Part of that would be, and this is the Rambam Shita by Kippat HaYarden. Kippat HaYarden, according to him, is also put into the Torah. So what do you mean? How do you put Kippat HaYarden? What do you mean? Because it's a good thing to have in a mixture. So you have these particular samamonim.
Binder or whatever.
Well, suspension is a particular physical meaning. What's that? The same type of things that could be, either for emulsification, for certainly not a suspension in Melach Tzedomis, but in whatever it is, it's the way in which I make things. So it certainly would be Maaseh Rokach, would be to mix with something that itself has a good smell, to carry the smell and so on. Maybe use Dvash. Olama Ima Arbago Dvash. But it wouldn't be a problem in terms of the actual Ketoret. He wants to be Mechalik, therefore, on what the din would be if you brought Ketoret with Vash. And he's Mechalik between if you bring Ketoret with Vash, which would be a kosher Ketoret, it's just that you were over on the Yisr of Vash, as opposed to if you put Sa'or in the Ketoret, well, you have that's not part of the Ketoret, there you would be possibly it. Because it wouldn't be Ketoret. Right? Very interesting. All types of diyukim in the Rambam about this. What is a beautiful, beautiful shtickle. So anyway, based on this sugya. So the Melach Tzedomis Rova, Ma'ale Ashan Koshehu, and Rabbi Natan Omer Af Kipat HaYarden Koshehu. Again, the question is whether the Kipat HaYarden is part of the Ketoret, or the Kipat HaYarden was a way in which I prepared the uses of those things that were meant for sharpening or for soaking or for polishing and so on. V'im natan dvash badvash pasala chisrakat mikosam amaneha chayev misa. Now here again, everybody thinks that means that if you bake a ktoris that's missing one ingredient, you're going to be chayev misa. First of all, what making the ktoris, how could that be chayev misa? Elamai, it means bringing the Ketoret, where does it say that? So Rashi says the portion is how many learn. It means if you went into the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom HaKippurim with a Ketoret that wasn't a Ketoret, so then you would be Chayav Misa for Biyarei Kanit. It has nothing to do with the Ketoret. It just has to do with the fact that you didn't bring the Ketoret. It's a completely different. You understand? This has become such an important issue. Why? Because the Balei Kabbalah and Tzfat, they said, you know, the whole thing with this, the Indian of saying over the Ketoret, Peter Maktaris, and people say that the Sfarim say Peter Maktaris at least twice a day, if not 50 times. Why is that? Because they said that the pshat is that since the saying over the Maisa Korbanot is like bringing the Korbanot, and if you bring the Ketoret, you could get rich, and that's why they only gave it to newcomers for the Ketoret. What better way to spend your time behind the counter than saying the Ketoret? Forget about the customer. I mean, the important thing is saying the Ketoret. So Memela, because of that, this is classic Sfarim and Ashkenazim, Mamish classic. Because of that, there are more rights. Oh, so one second. What's the name of the show? Oh, the beautiful show. Yeah, well, I forgot. One of the chaburah of the Beis Yosef, was it the Asher? It was. Okay, it'll come to me in a minute. Anyway, he wrote that if that's the case, then you have to be makbid, because if you don't say it right, you're going to miss one of the Salomon in Chayav Misa. So because of that, of course, the Ramah writes, therefore, in Ashkenaz, we don't say it. That's the classic, you know, we never do anything right anyway, so you don't want to take a chance of saying, you better not do it. We're not the key in this, we're not the key in that. So because of that, it became a minute in Ashkenaz not to say it.
Because of that.
The dafka not to say it. We only say it on Shabbos. Why on Shabbos? On Shabbos, you have time to daven and you get to pay attention. But when you just, you're going to end up missing the sum of money. You don't want to do that. The Beis Yosef, on the other hand, says, what's one have to do with the other? This has to do with the halakh of Ktaris and the Knesset of Ktaris. Of course, you should say it every day. So then it became that difference between the Minigash. Here, everybody says it, even Ashkenaz says it every day. But
that's why they say Ashkenaz here say
it. It could be.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Like Saba, cloth, they sell these. Yeah, they sell it. That's the whole city, they sell it also. None of the Kabonas, because the Kabonas, the Isias, are putting that hashpah, right? Surah, the ice itself, is the chaos of the ice. It's supposed to take care of that. Even the Nefesh HaChaim says you should have in mind the Surah, the ice, as you're being misfollowed. It's a whole Siddurim like that. Stop, I should read.
This writes up there, we lost the sword for protecting giraffes as far as the top.
I don't know what, but that's also bubble mice.
No, I'm just saying. Nonsense.
Guy tells me at the zoo, I went to the zoo with my kids, but so young to. You know, look at the giraffe, the guy in the zoo, he's feeding the giraffe. See, why can't we shepherd? Because we don't know where to shepherd. What does this mean?
But people
know.
Also think you get visa for mixing the guitar.
Okay, all right. Reb Shimon Eimer, Hatzori and Asraf Hanotef Miatzei Akhtaf. You're talking about the sap over here, is it, sorry? The Boris Karshina, that's just used to sharpen buds at Zippor. All you do is you rub the Zippor in it. It should look nice, that's all. I mean, it's not that it makes any impact on the end result, but it's the way in which we use Yen Kaprizin, which is used for Shriyata Tzipor, that's Kadesh Te Aza. That makes it very sharp in its smell.
This is caper wine, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
Wine from.
You're talking to the wrong guy. They do a lot of research on it. I don't know how reliable this is.
Well, that's a sort of guy messed up.
A few years ago, the new ambassador to Cyprus, uh-huh. He gave brought a bottle of Cypriot wine.
Really?
Well, he said, look, you know, and you're
made from Cape. Oh, it was real wine.
From Cyprus.
Right, real wine. Cyprus.
This is what you use in there. I'm looking at your installations.
Guys, unfortunately, I would love to have these conversations, but I mean, we're already 40 minutes into the daf. We haven't finished the Amidah. So I said it's chaval. I mean, if we had a week for each one of these daf, we'd have so much fun. So what can you do? V'halo merak layim yafin la. The normal thing to use for sharpening things up was urine, basically. You let urine sit there, and it becomes ammonia, and then you use that as your household cleaner. This was counted all for the Gemara. This is what you used in order to get out stains and so on. As a matter of fact, I mean, until very recently, in many places in the world, it's still used as the main way of getting household ammonia. So why can't you use now meraglayim? It's not very proper to use meraglayim in the Beit HaMikdash. Kodesh tiyelachem, kol maaser lo yu ela bekodesh. He says that the din over here is specific. I mean, otherwise, why can't you just take it out? Yeah, what do you mean, Bazara? We said you have to use it in the Azara. Make it in the Torah Manufacturing Center, which is, you know, in Beit Lid or something, and then bring it into the... This is a riot. What did Yezri Ben Hanina say? Yeah, of course.
It's the basement of the burnt house.
No, they didn't. Katros, no. Aftinas. That was Aftinas. That was another house, Katros. In any sense. Dangerous when you've got three licensed tourist guides in one cheer. you're sitting next to him.
The demo.
When you do that, you get a special card.
Can we, gentlemen, please? So this is a riot, Rabbi Yisro Rabbi Chanina, because otherwise, who's to say you have to do it inside the Beit HaMikdash, or you have to avoid urine? And he says, we learn it from a pasuk. It says, Kodesh Yelachem, this teaches us that Kol Maaseh Lo Ye'odo Kodesh. You have to start from the beginning, making it in the Beit HaMikdash. Mesir. Amagdish Nechasav. Now this is a rather complex question that we have in Rabbi Yisro Rabbi Chanina. Let me just tell you in advance where we're going. What we want to show is that people, on a private basis, would have been able to make the Ketoret. And the proof is going to be from the sugya that we really had a lot of it back in Erech, and what happens when somebody gives his property to the Beit HaMikdash, and in that property, the things that are usable by the Mizbeach, and you hold that Stam Hekdeshus from the Berek Habayit. So how does the Mizbeach get it from the Berek Habayit? One of the things that we're going to prove it's referring to is the Ketoret, And what bothers us is how can an individual make the ketoret if he makes it in his house? According to the Ezra Rebbe Chanina, it's not kosher anyway because of Kol Ma'aseh B'Kodesh. Okay, that's going to take us a little bit of a while to get to that, but that's all that we're asking, nothing too complicated. So ask the Gemara, now Meser. Amagish nechasav al yubo advarim haru'in lekorbanot ha-tzibur. Yinatnu lo'omanim b'scharam. If you have things that themselves are roi to korbanot ha-tzibur, we know what to do if it's korbanot yachin, so we sell it. So you have something, you have an animal that's a zohar, and is a nice shore. What do you do with that? So you sell it to somebody who needs to bring a carbon oil, and they can better go buy it, uses the money for whatever they want to use. But what do you do if you've got something that is suitable for the Mizbeach in the sense that the Tzibur is going to use it? We're going to see that that has got to be referred to the Torah. You cannot simply give it to the Mizbeach or buy it for the Mizbeach because the problem is, in order to use something for the tzibur, it has to be purchased by the Trumat HaLishka money. That's what everybody's giving the Matzis HaShekel for. So how exactly do we work it out that it ends up on the Mizbeach? Well, what we do is, first of all, Yinatnu lo'umanim bischaran. It says over there, we're going to go through the details of how this is done, but it's given to workers in the Beit HaMikdash in exchange for their work, and therefore becomes mechulal, and we'll see what happens afterwards. Now, I ask you, they're getting now to our question, what are the references here to things that are suitable for the tzibur? If it's behema b'chaya, tanale, is it a fairish and mishnah back in Eretz and what to do with it? Sell it, tzorfi, olot, and so on and so forth. If it's yenot, shmanim, islatot, I also said that back in Eretz. Can you shemen and solot on the mizbeach? Sell it. It's got to be a problem of the ketoret which needs to be brought from the Trumas HaLishka. How do we get ketoret in his house? He doesn't have ketoret in his house. It's usable on the Mizbeach. So what's the problem? It's not ruining in the Mizbeach. You're missing one case. Because the ketoret, which was kosher, and was actually made for use in the ketoret, believe it or not, ends up in the hands of workers in the Beit HaMikdash. We're going to see how that happens. And because it, normally the next thing we would do, on the next day, we're going to actually buy it back from them, from the Trumat HaLishka. But suppose before we bought it back from them, the guy gives all of his property to Beit HaMikdash. Now we've got usable ketoret. What do we do with the usable ketoret? That's our problem. And that's what it's talking about. But Enoch Inami, it's not referring to a guy who happens to have been playing around with making ketoret in his house. That Enoch Inami wouldn't be kosher because it wasn't made in the Beit HaMikdash. So that is what it's a reference to. Rotani tenet lo omanim bischarab. Detanya. Mota haktoret. Maha yo simba. Now remember that there was a mota haktoret every year. There's two mota haktoret in a sense. Because what we do is we use the solar year to define how much ketoret we make. And that ends up evening out, basically. You know, it's because we buy that back at the Truma Lishka Chadasha, and we can use that for the next year. That's not a problem. At the end of a cycle of leap years, that's going to even out. However, we do have a problem with the extra 3 monim, which we're going to talk about soon. We made the 368 money every year, three of which were used for the Kohen Gadol to be machmas in Yom Kippurim, but he didn't really hold 3 money, he only held his Meloch Hofnah. Now, obviously various Gadolim have different sizes of Meloch Hofnahim, but once every 60 or 70 years, depending on the size of the Gadolim Gadolim's hands, there would be enough there that could be used. We could talk about that issue. Yeah. So what we do is like this, says the Gemara. First of all, we set aside the money that we want to pay the Umanim. And we ask the Umanim, well, that's now Mechal of that money. Okay? We ask the Umanim, would it be okay for us to use that cash to be Mechal of the value of the Ketoret? So we're Mechal of the value of the Ketoret with a pigeon, basically. We're now Potem Mechal Yemotam Ota Umanim. Then notnim otam umanim b'scharam. We now have ktoret, which is not kodesh. We give that to the umanim and we buy it back right away. And then chozim elokim otam mitzumah chadasha. If before we bought it back, the guy was makdish it, what do we do with it? Was makdish it to the Bet HaKabayim? That's what it's talking about. That was the case. But if man had in his house the ktoret, we wouldn't be able to use it. Matke lo Rav Yosef. I'm sorry, it's a brilliant shot, but it doesn't work. Because the point over here is that if you take a look at the buying back process, whenever we need to buy it, from the problem being it wasn't bought from the Truma Talishka, it always says, Chozrin v'konim mitruma talishka, in order it should be the Truma Chadasha, correct? Since it doesn't say anything about that, it just talks about how do we get it to the Mizbeah, the implication is not that we're worried about the Truma Chadasha, but that we're worried about the value that is owed to the Bet HaKabayim. Why, if according to you we're dealing with something that was meant for the Mizbeah, and the whole issue is the Truma Chadasha, why doesn't it say so? So clearly the Ktoret is no different than everything else in the refrigerator that the guy had in his house. Where he said if he donates his estate, he gives his refrigerator along with the ktoret to the Bet HaKabayim. How do we get it to the Mizbeah? That's the question. Not a word about the Truma Chadasha. So therefore, that cannot be the answer. It's clear that a guy had ktoret in his house. Not because it was the ktoret that was needed to be repurchased. So what's the case? How do we answer then with Yosef Rav Chanina? Ha! Nothing. Not even a chair. Nothing. I could jump up and hold a chair. He knows I'm all bark.
Where's the word again? We have someone who's like so well. So, he tied fire practice this chair. He bought it for a second and he went right back to sleep. I'll mention his name on tape, but that's just how you got
played. What's the answer? The answer is that it doesn't mean the ktoris. It means achat bisanomenea ktoris. What makes you think it means ktoris all prepared and ready to bring? Just saying, if you have various things that are usable for the ktoris, then buy it. That's all. Turn around. Ktoris de tanatik shin samachet mona. There were 368 monot. Remember that a mona was used for shakras, prospin, arbaim. It's used one mona per day. And we use 368. 365 of those 368 are connected Yamata Hamawir for the solar year. Then you add three additional money. What was that? Shaliyama Maknis Kringadom Alochoftan, Biyoma Kipurim, besides the daily Torah, which had also to be brought. The Hashar, Nitenet Lomanim Bizharan, and whatever is left over, that's Kiritanya Mota Haktor Mahayo Simba. What did you do with the motor ktoret? Mafrishim scharomanim, bechalim otam otomanim, notim otam lomanim bescharam, chozrim elokim otam mitzvah chadasha. The whole story basically is for that.
And that's the extra of the 368.
No, that's the extra of the what is left over from the Yom HaKippurim, which was never actually three full money. Right. So. In order to be able to use it, you need to buy it back. Now, turn around on it. The Mosar HaKtoretz, Akas Oshishim Oshimim Shana, depending on the size of the Kohen Gadol's hands, you used to basically get up to half of the Shir HaKtoretz, right? Because you have a total of 360. Now, you're in 3 months, a little bit is taken out. So you get basically 180 every 60, 70 years.
No.
Way more than can be held in his hands. It's enough to dip in and to take out. So it's the question of how much.
Why would it take 60, 70 years?
What do you mean?
If there's three in there,
yeah,
and it only takes a mona, right, per day.
No. Moloch Hofnav is in it. Moloch Hofnav is that's what we're talking about.
Right, but then what's left over, it's got to be at least, I mean, I don't know. Isn't there a mona
left over? A mona, so let's say there is. What's a mona? Every 70 years we give you 70 mona. I mean, you would need 180 to be half of 368.
Chetzi of the whole Peter Maktoret. So, and then since you have that much already, so then they would use half of it and then only make half of the proportionate ingredients. In other words, you make a half a Ketorah that year and use the leftover for the other half. Lefichach, since there were every 60 or 70 years, there was an actual incident where they would only make half of the Ketorah, because of that, a Yochid that was Mefate in the Ketorah, Lechatzaim, would be Chayev. In other words, you're not supposed to make the Ketoret, meaning not to make it the way that they would make it in the Beit HaMikdash. Since they used to make it that way every once in a while, that's also called making the Beit HaMikdash, making it like the Beit HaMikdash. Divrei Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Sha'amar Mishum Hasgan, he said this as a Kabbalah. Mishum Ben Hasgan is usually what it says, and the sheet that changes it to Abu Shlish Rav Yelo Shamati. As to whether a proportionate third or quarter or whatever would also be Chayev, since that's not the way that it was generally made, I didn't hear. There's obviously nothing wrong with making it that way, it just wasn't made that way.
So this, the Gemara over here, the Peter Maktoret, that's the shear for the 368 mana. Shinim shimim mana moratia.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's the shear for a full Peter Maktoret.
And yet that's what we should...
That's, if you add it up, it equals 368. That's where we get it from.
And that's what we read every day, even though we're only taking a little...
Oh. That's right. The Chachamim Amrim, B'cho Yom, Mitaken B'matkuntam. Basically, if you want to, I mean, the Torah does the same thing about doing it in a year in advance. The Torah says, use these, make it, and bring it as a Ketoras, which is Mashpah, every day. So, I mean, why is Rabbi Shimon saying, there's a thing about how it was done. Who cares how it was done? How can it be done? It's on how it can be done that the Torah said not to do it like that. So, I mean, you could bring it every single day. You could make it in its matkonet and be machlisit and use it. Misayele l'rova, d'yomar rova, k'tere shepitmo l'chatzain, meaning any amount. Obviously, I mean, otherwise it wouldn't have anything to do with the rova. In other words, a proportionate pitum haktoret would be machayev, says rova. D'chtiva haktoret asher ta'aseh. The k'toret asher ta'aseh, as we saw earlier, it's kosher ta'aseh, I don't know, asher ta'aseh, whatever the heck you make. What's the difference? So this is the third asher ta'aseh. You're not allowed to do kimat kunta. The hesher of the pras b'shach, which is a pras ben arba'im. I mean, you could make as little as a chatzi mona, which is a pras. That would be enough for one haktaras haktaras. Tana rabbanan hayu machzirin otah lamachtar shepamayim bishana. There were twice a year that it was put back into the grinder, just in order to refresh it, and that was... we'll see, but as far as how we stored it, there was b'imot ha'chamah zura. During the summertime, it was left spread out, shelot yitapesh. We're afraid that the liquid content of the ketoret itself would be ma'apesh, because it was so warm all around, it'd be like keeping it in it. Not bad, that was five words. You can buy 512 megabyte cards now for almost nothing. You please replace that ridiculous 16 megabyte nonsense to store those at TMR. So you don't want it to be sitting in one of those, what do they sell to make yogurt? What do they call those things? But what's the device that keeps it warm?
No,
it keeps it warm. It's got a little heating thing in it.
It's
a special word for it. But it might be like it's so hot outside, it would be like encouraging mushrooms growing in the forest. I mean, we don't want that. I mean, because it says the whole mushrooms lo tachnisun. So b'yamot hachama you keep it b'zura, shelo tita'apesh. B'yamot hagishamim you keep it tzvura, kedosh shelo tafug recha. I mean, if it's damp outside and the damp can absorb some of the smell, you don't want that either. Ukishu shochek, while you're in the process of grinding it, you talk. The guy next to you, the mumuna, says, come on, man, do it right. Take it, get it good. Divrei Abba Yossi ben Yochanan. These Shalosh Monim Yeserim, the additional three,
Shemayemko and Yodam Akhtash Melosko for now, Beyom Adipurim, that itself was put into the grinder, specially, Machlisimaton Machteshe, Be'er of Yom Kippurim, and Shochakam Yafeh Yafeh, they're grinded very thin, Kedesh Te Daka Min Adaka. It's supposed to be even more fine than the normal Torah, Kedetanya. Daka Matamud Lomar. Why does the Torah say, on Yom Kippurim, the Torah Daka? It's all Daka, Loka Kfar Ne'amar V'Shachak to be Min Ayadeh. In the making of the Torah back in Shemot, it says to grind it thin. Ma'atamud lomar Daka. So why does it say then Daka? On the Torah Samim Daka in Akre Mot. Must be to tell me Kadesh Daka Min Adaka. It's especially fine on Yom HaKippurim. Omar Mar, Kishu Shochek, Omer Etev Adek Etek Etev, Misayel Ed Rav Yochanan, the Omar Rav Yochanan. Keshem Shadibur Ra LeYayin. Just like we saw, we were very marked on the wine in the Beit HaMikdash. If you recall, in the Mishnah, the Mamuna would go in with a stick, and they would start letting out the wine from the Sochet. When he didn't like the way it looked, because it had a little bit of Shimurim in it, he would take the stick and bang on it, and mean they shut the tap immediately. So we said over there, why didn't he say that's enough? Nobody speaks in a wine cellar. It destroys the wine. So if there's anything open. And therefore, in the same way that speaking is bad for wine,
even though you never say on your side,
exactly, maybe that's why it's bad, so too it's good for besamim. This relates all the way back, of course, to Gan Eden, the Reach, the Wasim Yitka, the Hin of Das, its connection to Yayin, Os Yoshimim, and so on. Amr of Yochanan. Yud Aleph Samamanim Nemru L'Namoshe B'Sinai. There were 11 Samamanim that were mentioned to Moshe Rabbeinu on Sinai. Omer Abuna Maikra, where do you get the 11 from? I mean, you can tell me that the Samamanim are Aleph L'Moshe B'Sinai, which the Rambam indeed says. But like, you're saying that the 11, that's the Aleph, 11, it was given with a number. Why are you saying Yud Aleph specifically? There's a pasuk for that. I'm going to micro. Take a look at the pasuk. Kavcha samim, okay? Lashon rabim has to be a minimum of two. Okay, that's three. Nete, shchelet, chelvena. 3 plus 2 is 5. Then it repeats the word samim, which doubles the previous 5. Samim akrin, that's another chavisha. Later we'll ask, why does it double it? Why doesn't it just add another 2? Okay, that gives you 10. And then it says, ulubo nazaka. So that's another one. Chav. Together, we have 11. Well, how do you know to look at it that way? Why don't we look at it as a klal, broader klal? Why isn't it samim klal? Netav shchelet chelvan as a prat. Samim chazar v'kalam is a classic klal, broader klal. And it would tell me, klal, broader klal, yatatan elakein prat, ma prat mefuraj davar shkiter v'olere v'reichon nodev. Afko davar shkiter v'olere v'reichon nodev. These are all types of samamanim that cause smoke to go up and straight up instead of just being smoky and smoking all over the place. And they also have a smell that spreads from it. And maybe it just means use anything that fits the bill. And it's not giving you numbers at all. V'chitema, and if you'll try to tell me, because, well, that's all it's coming to tell me, not the actual number of the Samamanim. So then, lichtovcha chad prata, let it just say one, and that would be enough. No, it wouldn't. Lie. Absolutely. Mitzvah tzrich, we need all of these. Because let's take them one by one, man. Okay? Netef. Okay, netef, we said before, is basically just sap. Okay. But then it's coming from a tree. Maybe only a tree is good enough to be a samamanim. But Gidulei Karka, nice veggies in the Torah. It's low. Mishum Hakikotav Ushchelet. Therefore, it says Beshchelet, which is the Tzipporen, which is something that's growing on the ground in a low bush. The Ikatav Shchelet. So Mishum Hakikotav Shchelet. On the other hand, suppose it would say Shchelet. Then I would have said, okay, Dafke Gidulei Karka. Maybe, but not a Nila. Bishumach Yitziv Netef. Nataf. Chelbana. In our terms, it's Netef, that which is Mitnatef. the nataf is used to tell me that which is minatef, which is what he says, eina elasraf anotef. I'm darshaning the posik, that's how we translate these things into our things. Chelbana, I need chelbana, because man, that smells bad. So if it would have just said the other two, I'm not going to put a bad smell in it. So it said, I need to have chelbana, that comes to a good thing. B'vnei sherech hara. So memela, I don't have now an answer to your question. It would be, who said that it's coming over here for the number? I'm telling you, you need each one of these to teach me the qualities. So you have a cloth product quality. Yeah, but you're right. But that would be all very nice. But in order to teach me that, all I need is the kachlecha, right? In other words, I don't need the samim. But it's kachlecha. Take whatever is good to make smells. Ve'ima samim ba'atroi treininu kesamim kademoi. You're here? Here, where? The problem is that you view this like a mashgiach job. A yodzei v'nichnas is sufficient. So, why don't we say that the second samim is the same as the first samim? When it said samim, you said that means two. All of a sudden, the second samim means five. I mean, why that? Because imkein nichtof cross samim samim bahari agari. I mean, if the idea over here is just to tell me number two, okay, then why put samim where it is? You could have said samim samim like nataf and so on and so forth. So therefore, it must be, since it writes it over here in the beginning, and then afterwards it writes the ones, therefore it means to tell me that take everything up until this point and add it to the samim. Okay. Something wrong? Why are you smiling like that? You have a dangerous look on your face.
After an hour.
After an hour, it's only 17 minutes. What? Yeah. It's when I started the second piece. So you want to knock it out again? Okay, fine. So therefore, it should have first said samim, samim, ba'ari adadi, and then besof, nikhtov, natav, shchelet, shchelvana. So therefore, we now know that it also comes to tell me numbers. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tani, in the Brisa, by Devei Rabbi Shmuel, it says like this. Samim, indeed, is a klal. Natav, shchelet, levana, is a prat. Samim is a klal. Klal, prat, a klal, yatatan, elekin, a prat. Ma, prat, mufuraj, davar, shiki, terabo, lever, ekunodet. Now he says something that is very esoteric, which we're going to have to understand. And what he says is, oh, eno ela klal, ki klal rishon, uprat befrat rishon. Oh, maybe the klal is the first klal, and the prat's the first prat. Amrit, la, man, it couldn't mean that. Ladun b'loshon akron, ana b'loshon rishon. Don't do it the second way, do it the first way. What is that supposed to mean? Oh, mama, we're now going to analyze what he meant. Oh, mama. Oh, eno ela klal, b'klal rishon, uprat, b'frat rishon, amrit, la, b'chi. My question, what is that all about? What's bothering him? Oh, gosh, right. He's asking the question that we asked. Samim batrai trei. Why can't we say that the last samim, the klal that you're using as a klal, why can't that mean two in the same way that the samim kadmoi meant trei? And then he answered it in his own mind, the way we answered it. The way we answered it, he came, nichtof kras samim samim first, and then say, natav shcheles chelbana. So that's, okay, fine, that's very good for maybe the second clause, the same as the first clause. But how about the prat we show? What is that supposed to mean? Hokik of Kashala. He's saying like this. Maybe we should learn mine ilanot from natav. Gidule karka we should learn from shcheles. And how about Levona Zaka? Since the Torah mentions Levona Zaka, huh? That comes to teach me the Aite Bechad Sad, the Nete Davashre Karnadev. You're saying that since it says all of these, it has to be similar to the common denominator. So it has to be Rechonodev, plus it has to smoke, and it has to smoke in a column. How do I know that? Let me use Levona Zakah, which does not smoke in a column, but which has a good smell. And use that as the model, and say that the addition of an unneeded part is good for to tell me that the klal prater klal should be based on Levona, that Apa Pishayin Okoter Ba'olem. And then he answered that by saying, ha, 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 ha. If that would be the case, why doesn't it say Levona in the middle? Let's take a look at the concept, you know, the way it's constructed, right? We have Samim, Natav Shvelas Kelvona, Samim, Levona Zaka. What a kind of crazy construction is that? You should say it. You want to call protocol. So Natav Shvelas Kelvona, Levona, Samim. And then I would say, okay, if the common denominator of the protein does not have to be Mekater V'Ola, Enokinami. I could use things that are Mekater V'Ola, or I could use things that have a good smell that are not Mekater V'Ola. So, in Ken Yichter Krolovon Azaka B'Mitzoy V'Tel of Mina, let me use it and learn it out. No, no. What would happen if I put it in the middle? What would I have had? Samim 2. Natap Shchelas Chalvan Alavona 4. 4 plus 2 equals 6. Repeat Samim at the end, and how many do you get?
12.
But there's only 11. So I have to leave Levona out for the end, right? So in Kenirtov Kra, Levona B'Mitzia? No, you couldn't do that. Because he can't be Levona Zakamitzia, Abin Trey Asar? Answers the Gemara, fine. But I could have left out Chalvana. Because Chalvana stinks. I can't use Chalvana as a model. Chalvana is basically thrown in as an afterthought.
It's the same with Levona, because it doesn't go up straight.
I understand, but I know not to use the Chalbana as a model because it stinks. But if I would have put Levona in, I would have used it for a model. Therefore, brilliantly, the construction is, leave Levona out so that nobody will use it as a model, put Chalbana in, which can't be the model, and Mamela, you still have the 11 Samamonim without destroying the meaning of the Klal Prater Klal. Oh, come on, man. It's so beautiful, right? It's nice. Now, there's another beautiful remnant that we're going to see from this pasuk. So, therefore, he answers that the idea would be, in lichtov chelvana levonazak abimitzayin chelvana levisov. Reish Lakish says, well, look, you can't say that the ktoret would be something that smells good but isn't smoky. Because what does ktoret mean? The vashikotervo, the word ktoret means smoky. So it couldn't possibly use it as a model. From here we learn, and this is the basis of our Kol Nidre on Leo that's actually brought in Halacha, that the whole first part that says Anu Matirim Litpalelim Avaryanim is based on this sugya, in which we say Kol Ta'anit She'in Ba Miposhei Yisrael Eina Ta'anit. You gotta have some good poshim mixed with your minion. Because otherwise you wouldn't be a good dynas. The Chalbana stinks, and the Torah wants to bedak with the Ketores. So that means if your tefillah is supposed to be Minchat Torah, in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it better have some poshim with it. Otherwise it doesn't have that pungent smell, you know. So you need it in the Ketores. Abaye says, it says, Agudato al Eretz Yisada. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Agudah is all the way down in the depths of the earth. Now, what's interesting is that you have the Marshas, isn't it a beautiful thing? The question arose whether you can use, since it says over here on the Tainus, you should use a Poshea. Normally we say we're not Mitzar of someone who's a Poshea to a minion. And here it says Bedasim, says the Marshas, that's why it's the 11th one. You need him, but you can't be Mitzar if it's been a minion. Adorable.
Yeah. I was just daydreaming of a good Gita story about a guy who goes from village to village.
Being the person.
We wouldn't want all you good townspeople to think that you're evil, so take me in for certain price. I'll be the pusher, and you can be all the guy.
That's Richie's approach to it. I heard a beautiful story yesterday. I'll finish with this. A beautiful story Michael Myers told me that there is a diary from the time of Shamsan Tzvi written by a Goy that describes odds that were being given by the Jews by a bookie in England about a certain fellow. He was giving 5-1 odds against this guy being king of the earth. Clearly there's a reference to Shapletsky. He says, this is the most fantastic commentary on British Jewry. Everybody else is talking about the coming of the Messiah, and they're making books. Hey, what are the odds? 5-1. I'll give you 5-1 for shops like me. That is a fantastic insight, because that's exactly it, the detachment. Maybe he is the Messiah. What do you want to bet?
Kind of Shabbos.
Shabbos. I think Shabbos, we ought to start a little bit earlier, no?